Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But what is a word? The sounds that I'm making right now are words. But what is it? The sounds mean nothing unless it conveys a thought. Right. A thought, an idea that you understand. And here's where the enemy has so many deceived, that thoughts are nothing. And thoughts don't matter unless you act on them, perhaps. No. What is a thought? You can't touch a thought. You can't smell a thought. What is a thought? A thought is a spiritual reality. And it comes from either a good source or a bad source. And spiritually, it is a seed. Many thoughts that come never produce anything in your life because they never get in you. They come, they go, you pass them off, you don't think any more about them. So it was something that was sown towards you, but it never got in you. But a thought that you'll receive and you'll think about and talk about and listen to will get in you and begin to grow. And if it grows enough, it'll affect your words, your actions, your life. There was a time when this church here in Branson was a thought. Right? There was no Faith Life Church. There were no services. How many are married? There was a time when that was just a thought. A thought crossed your mind. There was a time when your, whatever you were going to study in school or college, it was a thought. One thing led to another. Many of you have your own businesses. There was a time that was a thought. Right? One thing led to steps. Bad things too. There are times when it was a thought. And you didn't cast it down. And you kept thinking about it, talking about it. Might have took years, but eventually you acted on it and it hurt you, hurt other people. Do thoughts matter? Yes. That's why words matter, because words are thought containers. Go to Luke, please, the eighth chapter. Verse 3. Let's take a look. Verse 4 it is. It says, when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. Now, who's saying this? Jesus, the head of the church. He said, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some seed fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other seed fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Jesus describes 4 types of ground and seed being sown into every one of these 4 types. And it is sobering to realize when, because the very next thing he teaches is the seed is the Word of God. is sobering to realize that three out of the four that heard it got no results. Yes. No results. Like we touched on earlier, many people are put out with God. They're upset with God. They're mad with God. Mad at God. And they don't realize it's not all up to God. He has left so much of it up to us. This is the truth. No matter what you believe, you know, you can believe anything you want to believe, whether it's true or not. But the truth will make you free. And the truth is, so much of it He has left up to us. That's why a lot of things are in a mess. Anyway, isn't it sobering?
Yes.
That according to Jesus, 75% of the people that heard the Word of God got zero results. Yes. Is that sobering?
Yes.
It is. But it would answer a lot of questions too, wouldn't it?
That's right.
It would answer a lot of questions. Phyllis and I were able to visit with Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria Copeland recently. And we were talking about some of these things. And Miss Gloria spoke up. She said, yes, she said, if you're not getting the results that you want to get and should be getting, you need to do a soil test. Because there's nothing wrong with the seed. Well, as usual, Miss Gloria is right. Again, you need to do a soil test because it's not a seed problem. It's not a Word of God problem. It's a ground problem. Because in one of these types of ground, the Word produced amazing results. Up to 100 times what was sown. So it never was a seed problem. And yet and still, 3/4 of the people that heard it got no benefit. No results. Let's keep reading in Luke here. Verse 9, His disciples asked Him, saying, what might this parable be? He said, to you it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now, let me just stop right here. What does that mean? Proverbs talks about the fear, or you could also say the reverence and respect of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, if you put all the verses together. What does that mean? If you don't show God some respect, you won't see anything. You won't understand anything. And you can blame it on Him, but it's not His fault. To get some understanding, there first has to be some respect for your Creator. Are y'all with me? And for His Word. Verse 11, now the parable is this, the seed is the Word of God. Say it out loud. The seed is the Word of God. Say it again. The seed is the Word of God. The Word of God is what? It's seed. What kind of seed? Incorruptible, imperishable seed. Now, don't think you got this. This requires mind renewal. Because most of the inhabitants of the planet think words mean nothing and thoughts mean even less. Words are just a way of communicating what I feel and what I think. No. God created the planet you're standing on with words. And then took part of what He created with words and made you out of it. And revealed that everything works on the principle of sowing and reaping. Yes. Seed and planting and harvest. Everything. Somebody say everything. Everything. And not just the natural, but the spiritual. Say it again. The seed is the Word of God. Or you can say it like this. The Word is seed. The Word is seed. Verse 12, Those by the wayside are they that hear, then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. One thing you'll see is this is progressive. Each type of ground got closer to producing fruit. This type of ground, wayside ground, they never got started. They heard the word of God, but if you look at Matthew's account, they didn't understand it. They didn't receive it. It was a passing thing to their ears and mind, and they never thought about it again, and they never got started, and the enemy came immediately and stole it from them. So no results. Lest they should believe and be saved. Are there people who have heard the gospel who are not saved? Yeah, well, that's what happened to them right there. They didn't value it. They didn't appreciate it. They didn't believe it. They didn't receive it. So zero results. They on the rock. Second type of ground. When they hear, receive the word with joy. Can you see they got a lot further down the road than the first bunch? They received it, but they have no root, which for a while believe and in time of temptation fall away. So they received it. They got excited about it. It was a quick reception, but they were also quick to quit. When they didn't see, it didn't happen by the next day. If you read the other accounts, it says because of persecution and because of affliction for the word's sake, they got offended and they quit. So no results. Even though for a while they were doing pretty good. Yeah. How many understand? It's not just starting. That's right. You got to finish.
That's right.
And then third, they which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard, they go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. These got further down the road than the other two. They heard it. They respected it. They received it. They got excited. They even had a deeper reception, and they didn't just quit. The first time it didn't look like it was working. But they had another problem. There was too much other stuff in their heart and in their life, and it choked the word out of their life. Can other things choke out the word so that there's no results? What were those things? Cares. That's worries. Worrying and anxiety can prevent the word of God from producing results in your life. Do we believe this or not?
Yes.
Do we believe it or not?
Yes.
Can worry prevent the word of God from working in your life?
Yes.
That ought to make you strong against worry.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.